Welcome back to the Presidential Transition Edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and my guests today are David Eagles, Director of the Center for Presidential Transition at the Partnership for Public Service, and Dan Chenock, Executive Director of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. The next administration will have a powerful tool at its disposal for delivering policy priorities, improving the public trust, and reducing duplication and unnecessary costs. That tool is innovation. Here's Dan Chenock offering insights from the Management Roadmap on the power of harnessing innovation.
And, of course, this report was developed by Beth Novak and Stefan Verhoerst, who are the heads of the New York University Governance Laboratory, or the GovLab. And Beth was also the former Deputy Chief Technology Officer in the first term of this administration. And the roundtable for this was very, very active, very interesting. I would say that learning from that, to me, innovation is about new ideas that can be integrated and scaled if they are shown to be successful. So a lot of people think of innovation as things that you can sort of throw up and see if they work. And that's true. That's a piece of it. But true innovation establishes a process by which you review the you can pilot the idea, you can see whether it works, and then you have a process to scale so that if the innovation is successful, you can actually integrate it. And you have a process to learn. If the innovation has elements that are not successful, you can learn from those and make adjustments and move forward. So it's both about a channel for new ideas and then a process for learning from and extending on those new ideas that are proven to work and lessons learned.
Here's David Eagles.
What's so great about our system of government, and you have a new incoming team that are going to have all sorts of new ideas and a new way to test how we do things here. But you know, a lot of innovation is just about using data and our technology well. That's really what it comes down to in innovation. And, you know, often, we have none of this when we make decisions out there, right? And so it's a new way of thinking about this. And so you're right, we do have a lot of depth in our management roadmap. I encourage folks, by the way, again, presidentialtransition.org, go on there and download the roadmap and you'll see it for yourself. But I do think we have a pretty good plan here for innovation. But that's a topic also that the transition teams are thinking about. Yes. This is only the second time in history we've seen that. President Obama also had a team focused on innovation. And so they're thinking through those unique ways. They're thinking about customer service. Mm-hmm. You know, they're thinking about improving outcomes of citizens. Like, those are the things that we need to be thinking about. Often we're focused on outputs or measurements of activities versus actually how we impact people's lives.
Chenock discusses how the new administration can make innovation a priority and embed it beyond the transition.
So I was in the 2008 transition, actually one of the leaders of a team called the Technology Innovation and Government Reform Group. And there were various different kind of working groups on this overall group, which was referred to as TIGR. And the working group that I was in charge of was the working group for government operations. Mm-hmm. And that really was the first time a transition had focused on the cross-cutting elements of technology and innovation as a transition issue. And in the work we've done with the partnership and through this innovation roundtable and the report, we highlighted the importance of innovation as an early tool that would be available to an administration. And of course, during this process, we were interacting with the transition teams pre-election from both candidates. Mm-hmm. And both candidates saw the importance of this and were very engaged in this process. So establishing an early channel for incorporating technology and innovation in the transition, I expect will continue. An interesting process that I was privileged to participate in was at the Beek Center at Georgetown for Social Innovation. They put together a report recently in a roundtable around called the Architecture of Innovation. And it kind of drew on our innovation report as well as other sources to think about this concept of innovation governance. And in the current administration, there are many different offices that have been involved, and those can range from GSA's 18F program and the U.S. Digital Services Office in the White House and the Office of Management and Budget, agency digital services teams that worked with USDS, agency innovation offices headed by chief innovation officers. Creating a governance framework to pull in and harness innovation, share the lessons across agencies, is something that a leader at the White House and the Beek Center report reinforced this point, I think, can help to drive. So you still have the innovation activities happening in the agencies, but there's a gluing function through a leadership structure. And the key to that is that it creates an ability to drive innovation into government operations. So it's not just a separate activity of the innovation people over here on the side who are kind of dreaming up things, but they don't get integrated. If I go back to the definition, innovation that can scale into operations when it works, that's true innovation.
That's true innovation.
And that's really how a leader can help drive that.
Innovation and technology skills remain in high demand and short supply across the federal enterprise. Dan Chenock offers recommendations to the new administration to ensure that public servants have the right skills and tools.
I would say that there is a lot of technology talent that's also available in the federal workforce that could be leveraged more effectively in terms of tapping into expertise in agencies, tapping into expertise of a broader network of companies, both contractors working with the government now, as well as companies that are not necessarily in a technology corridor like Silicon Valley, but companies that really have new ideas all over the country and establishing and enabling platforms for them to bring forward ideas, I think would be something that a new administration could really establish some pilots for how to do that, that using the innovation model, they can learn from those pilots how to scale that it's as well, so that they're kind of using the innovation process to develop an innovation framework.
How is the Trump transition going, and what's next for presidential transitions? We will explore these questions and so much more when the special edition of the Business of Government Hour returns.